The twos were playing in my gran's garden when my mum and dad were at work with the dog. The dog went out the garden, so the twos followed the dog, and only me and the dog returned, and my brother's never been seen since.
What, obviously, I know you were very young, you were what, 2 years old?
Two.
What are your memories of that day?
None.
None.
None. Got
No
no memories of
recollection.
him at all.
That must be really hard.
Yes.
It's obviously you've been campaigning for a very long time as well, but it's almost for a complete stranger, isn't it?
Yes.
How does that feel? How do you process that?
It's quite hard to process, but it's just something I need to keep doing. Obviously, we need answers. We need to know where he is. I need to know for my mum and my dad, and obviously for myself. It's torture not knowing. At least if we knew something, it would be easier. If my theory is, I don't think he's alive, but my fight is there's a body out there somewhere, dead or alive. We need to find him.
So, what do you think happened? You said your theory is he's not
I
alive.
think someone took him, and I think he's been murdered.
So, is that a view that's shared by your whole family, or is there differences in opinion, or?
I think there's differences in opinion. More so, I don't think my mum and dad want to believe that. I think they want to believe someone else has brought him up. That would be the most realistic story, but I don't think it is.
So, how has this impacted on your family and your life?
It's been a big impact. So it has, like, so last week when it was coming up to his 40th anniversary, I done my hardest to avoid speaking to my mum or my dad. That's just the way I can cope with it, and they can cope the same. When I was growing up, it wasn't something we spoke about because it was so hard for them to deal with. But obviously now that I've got kids, and then I decided I wanted to start campaigning. I speak about them all the time, but they find it more difficult to speak about them than I do.
And he's the longest missing person in Scotland, is that right?
Yes.
40 years. Is it that in Scotland or the whole of the UK?
I don't know if it's in the whole of UK or not. I think there's people missing longer, but I think maybe he's the longest running child.
And that must make it extremely difficult as well to have gone so long without any kind of answer.
Yes.
So, the single, the campaign, tell me a wee bit about that.
I think that it's the choir. They're releasing one just before, it's coming out just before the National Missing Persons Children's Day. Obviously, it'll be to raise money as well. So.
And I think it's getting released tomorrow, which is the 9th anniversary of Madeleine McCann going missing, and I know you've been kind of campaigning to get a task force set up a bit like Madeleine McCann's to help find Sandy. Do you want to tell me a wee bit about that?
Well, I think they should be doing more for Sandy. So hopefully the Scottish Government will find it in their hearts to do the same as what the British Government do for Madeleine McCann. So we just need to wait and see. But I'll be pushing it. I'm not going to give up without a fight.
What kind of things would you like to see that investigation kind of do?
I'd obviously like people put on just a case for Sandy to have fresh eyes on the case and go through it all again. And I know it's such a long time. It is such a long time, and there's really, I don't know, but there's got that much different technology in that out nowadays. I think there could be doing more. I would hopefully get the funding to get something in place because it's getting on, and there's not going to be very many people left. It was in round about that time. Everybody's getting older now and everybody's passing away, so I'm really pushing for it.
Do you ever feel like giving up?
No, I don't feel like giving up, but I've got this interview today and one tomorrow, and after that I'm taking a couple of months because I'm at my wit's end. It's really got me down, it's really getting me down, so I need to take a breather for a month or so.
And step back and just kind of look at your own life and what you've got going on.
I need to build myself back up.
Yeah, it must. must be really intense all the time.
It is.
How do you cope with that kind of intensity?
I don't know how I cope, but I just need to. I've got kids, I've got a wee granddaughter now, so I need to just keep going. But it's no easy. The past wee while, some days I struggle even to get out of my bed, but I'll just keep plodding on.
I'd imagine, obviously, you don't have any memories of Sandy, but when you had your own kids and then your grandkids, looking at them at the age you guys were when that happened, that must have put it quite into perspective for you to just see how young you really were.
Yes. Uh-huh. And obviously, when my youngest was the same age as Sandy was, he was his spitting image. And that's when I get the ball rolling and I decided, no, I'm taking this further, because it brought back so many memories to my mum and my dad, because it was just mirror image of them. So that kind of was hard as well.
Did you find when you were bringing up your kids that you kind of wrapped them up in cotton wool a wee bit more than you might have done? If...
Yes, I need to know where they are.
Yeah, because obviously the times have changed even from, you know, 40 years ago.
Yes.
A lot more, I don't want to say predominant, and like it's all scary and the world's a terrible place, but...
I don't think it's actually more scary now. I think it's more spoke about now. I think back then it was happening quite a lot, but it wasn't spoke about and it wasn't reported as much as it is nowadays. So you're noticing it more now. But obviously I've grew up with it, so I've known it does happen. Mm-hmm. So I've been aware of it, but there's people out there that they're not really aware of it, and that's, I can't fault missing people. They're an amazing charity and I don't think they get enough praise, because they're absolutely amazing, and people, you don't realise maybe one day they will need them as well.
So just lastly, what kind of advice would you give to anybody that's in your position that's maybe recently lost somebody that's gone missing? What kind of things would you say to them to help them get through it?
Just to try and stay strong and keep going, but it's hard to listen to. I can't even explain how I feel. That sounds stupid, but it's any parent's worst nightmare. But you just need to keep strong and keep going on and hopefully get the answers.
Do you have any kind of, not guilt, but...
I felt every emotion possible. Obviously, I was with him that day, and I come back, there's nothing I could have done, but sometimes I think, would it have been better on the family if it was me it went and he was still here, and...